Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom and cash flow prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love, being with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about living a life of meaning and purpose and creating that ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to do the same for others as well. And guys, I'm so blessed to be able to create that ripple effect for you. Thank you for binging and sharing. And man, like, you guys have been an incredible, incredible group that have just... I just love seeing you guys, seeing the numbers grow and seeing more of you guys take action and actually live what we preach, not just listen to this stuff. So thank you so much for being a part of this. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can go there. You can check out the great podcasts that are on there, as well as the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. So download that for free today. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So I got a special guest here where I'll tell you, it was a crazy week for me. And I had probably about 20 people pitch me guests. I was getting sick of it. And this one, I almost deleted. I almost didn't even look at it. And then something just said, no, look a little deeper. And guys, I got to tell you, like, this guy is someone that's just like the rest of you. He's come from a very similar background, because I know many of you guys have been in like the medical field. Many of you guys are in real estate or looking to do real estate. You're wanting passive income. And this guy has done it. This guy has actually used to be in the medical practice. And we'll talk about that a little bit, but has since then gone to create six successful companies, mainly in real estate and real estate development. He's been active in the DC area, lives out in Virginia. He's been doing this for over 20 years now and just doing amazing things. I think is amazing, we'll get into today, is how has he used social media, things like, get this, guy's TikTok, not just for his dance moves, I'm sure they're great, but for TikTok and Instagram and things like that, how he's using social media to actually build and increase what he's doing in the real estate game. So that's where, excited to have Sunil on here. So Sunil, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here and really ready to share any information I can that's helpful for your viewers.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit more of that background. Like I mentioned, you were in the medical field for a bit. Tell us about that and how you transitioned away from it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I am Indian background. So a lot of us tend to go to medical school.
Yep.
So I actually went very early. I actually graduated medical school when I was 23 years old. So I was really young when I graduated, probably a little too young. I didn't really know what I want to do with my life. Always kind of was an entrepreneur at heart. I kind of always felt that, didn't really know what to do with it. So I graduated when I was 23, kind of took some time off a few years, and then actually went back and did my residency. Graduated when I was 31 from residency. So that's when I started practicing medicine in 2001. And I practiced for about 8 years, but that entire time I had a business trying to work, do something different, because I'm just not the kind of guy to have a 9-to-5 job and be tied down. Like that. So
9 to 9, even.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, more like 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Those kind of right. In the emergency room, like 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
But it was a difficult transition. It took me a while to do it, but I transitioned 100% out of medicine in 2009. So that was the last time I practiced. So I've been doing real estate and real estate development 100% for about the last 12 years now.
And you came out right when it was hitting bottom, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I always had a company. I started with a painting and remodeling company, so I always had things. But 2008 was when it was really, you know, that's when everything hit. And then I actually started my new home building company in 2012 because I saw some recovery happening in that market locally here, and I jumped in there.
Right.
But yeah, it's been an interesting journey. Let's say that at the least.
No kidding. Yeah. And I mean, now that you're looking in hindsight, I mean, do you think it was a great move to be able to move out of the active 9-to-5 type job, or like you said, 9 to 7 a.m. Right. Is that a move that you really appreciate now looking in hindsight? Or?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, that was, again, while I enjoyed being a doctor, I enjoyed helping people. Mm-hmm. The lifestyle was really tough. I practiced emergency medicine, which people say, oh, well, you only work about 15 days a month, which sounds really good, but we work nights, holidays, weekends, all that stuff. And the interesting thing about emergency medicine is that we work those odd hours, right? Like 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. We're open 24 hours, obviously. So yeah. When my kids were home, I was working. And then when my kids were at school, I was at home. So mm-hmm. really never saw my, it was just not the life I wanted. Yeah. So I knew I had to make a change. I had to do something.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, I know one thing you mentioned is that you said like right during the recession, you're starting to jump into this game here. And since 2009, especially, you know, Wall Street, especially with, you know, I call it more like Main Street, right? Because it's the mainstream kind of crap that we're always told, which is the stock market's the way to go. You talk a lot about creating wealth outside of Wall Street. What are your thoughts on that?
100%. I mean, I think there's this narrative in the world that, oh, you know, you get a job, you get a 401k, IRA, whatever it is, you invest your money, you work for 20 years, 30 years, whatever, and you retire happily. That's complete nonsense, in my opinion.
Yeah, why is that?
I just don't think that you can create true wealth through like a 401k and investing in stocks. I mean, maybe if you're part of Wall Street, you work on Wall Street, or you're part of the machine, then that's a different story. But as a normal, everyday person, you're just not going to create wealth that way. You're just not. You have to do something different. I feel real estate is the absolute best way to do it, but somehow you got to do it outside of that.
It's interesting because I'm part of a lot of Facebook groups that have like doctors and dentists in them and things like that. And it's amazing how many people are so gung-ho that the stock market is still the way to go. And especially when the last 12 years have been just been nothing but up. They haven't seen any downside like what we saw in the 2000s, especially. And they're all about it. And they're like, nope, this is the way to go. Real estate too risky, doesn't make enough returns. Horrible. What would you say to them?
I mean, I think they got it absolutely backwards. If you look at the stock market, I mean, historically, you're going to get 7 to 8% returns. That's a good return. To me, very risky. You know, where I'm putting my money, I don't know who's really investing it, where it's going. There, you know, if you buy it at high and it goes down for a couple of years or a year, you're going to take many years just to recover your money. So again, it's a long-term game of maybe making 7 to 8% over like 20 years. Even if you invest very passively with our fund, our Hyperfast Development Fund, we pay a 15% return. So you're going to double just based on that. You're going to get a lot more. But if you're actively involved in real estate, you can make 100% return on my money, 400% return on my money. Those are the kind of deals I'm looking at. Not going to get that in the stock market.
Yeah, I often tell people on this show that the stock market's it's basically high risk for mediocre returns, lackluster returns at best.
Agree with that 100%. Exactly. It's okay returns and risk is pretty high.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, tell us about like how social media has worked in your business, because you've kind of gotten the social media game more actively in the last 4 or 5 years, you said?
No, actually, we're only like less than 12 months in the social media
12 game. 12 months. Yeah, that's
actually,
it.
Closer to 6 months, actually. We started the first of the year.
So we kind of give a little bit quick background to these listeners here. One of the reasons I actually brought them on, because one of the topics was about using social media to build business. I was like, all right, I got to look. And I actually went to Instagram and I started immediately following him, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're doing it. Like, you're actually building this the way that it should be built. And so yeah, give us your experience about that. Like, what happened? What was the decision behind that? And what's been the result?
Yeah. Basically, last fall, my business partner and I, we said, you know, we really need to take advantage of social media. Mm-hmm. My business partner, they have a very, very large real estate sales organization. So they're actually by far the number one in DC, and they're like number 10 or 12 in the country. So they're big. So they've been using social media fairly well for their business, more like generating leads, but really building our personal brand was what Dan Lesniak, my partner, Dan and I wanted to do. So we said, okay, we're going to hire somebody. We hired a full-time person in January, which is something interesting. I actually highly recommend, if you really want to get into social media, find someone that can do this for you, because you really can't as an individual. I'm a busy guy. I've got, you know, multiple companies I run. You can find a young guy to do this or gal to do this, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And that really helped us. If he's going to focus on it, we're going to provide the content and do all that. And yeah, we've had just phenomenal results. I mean, my Instagram was at zero in January, and we're at like 129 right now, 129,000. We're at like 630,000 on TikTok. So it's been a great ride. And our main reason behind it is not just to be internet famous, it's to raise capital, because that's how our business functions, is that when we raise capital, we can take that capital and make a lot of money with it. And of course, we're diving into the education side as well. We're going to be offering courses and things like that. But primarily, as a real estate developer, our main reason to be out there is so we can raise capital and network with other folks.
Even with TikTok, right?
Yeah, I think there's this perception. Honestly, I had the same perception when I started, like, oh, TikTok, I don't dance, but what do you mean, right? I still don't, so just so you know. But really, it's a great way to start, because it's one of the only platforms right now that you can get organic growth still. So we paid zero for all that growth. I told you, I paid zero. So it's not like I got no spot, no paid ads. And then the TikTok platform has allowed it to transfer over to Instagram and my YouTube channel and Facebook.
Right.
And those things. So yeah, I think it's a great, great time to do social media.
And hasn't been an ROI that's paid off for you in the real estate business now?
Yeah, we've already gotten investors through social media. I think we're just kind of at that curve now where we're going to start getting a big ROI on it. Probably by the end of the year, we'll have a lot. But yeah, I think it's been great. I think it's definitely been helpful for our business.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah, I was pretty shocked that TikTok could even work. But as I polled some of our listeners and people like that, a lot of them even said, I actually like TikTok better than even YouTube and other things, because it's 1 minute or less typical videos, right? Even though I know they're moving into the 1 minute plus category here soon, but those 1 minute or less, people are like, I just want those little education snippets. Like, that's how I get my education. And that blew my mind that people would even use TikTok for education purposes.
I was pretty skeptical, just like most of your listeners as well, but it's worked really well for us. And then, yeah, what we do is we do kind of the quick snippets on TikTok. And then I do have my YouTube channel where I go into more depth on one topic, 4 or 5, you know, to 10 minute videos. So it's good, because I can tell people on TikTok, hey, if you want to learn more, go check out my YouTube channel. I think I'm about 6,000 on YouTube, nothing great, but still pretty good for organic growth in 6 months.
Wow, that's incredible. So what would you recommend to our listeners? I mean, a lot of them are here, they're trying to get out of the rat race, right? They're trying to do what they need to do to really, like I said, escape the rat race, right? They're trying to find great ways to create passive income. Some are even here creating active income in real estate specifically. You know, what would be your advice to these listeners now with all the 20 years experience you've had?
Yeah, I've done mostly real estate in my career, but I've done other businesses as well. So I find everybody kind of comes back to real estate no matter what, because it's just it is the best way to create passive wealth. It's to me the best business. Grant Cardone, good old, I call him Uncle G. I mean, he started as a sales trainer, right? But now he's doing real estate. That's where really he's making money. I can give you so many examples of people that started in some other industry and they're somehow get over to real estate.
Yeah.
So I would just say, get involved with real estate. Start today, some form or fashion. Start today. It doesn't matter if you're 18 years old or you're 84 years old. It doesn't matter. Just start today. Start by educating yourself. That's how I started. Read books. I've got on my social media link my top 100 books I recommend, as well as my top 50 real estate books I recommend. So go start educating yourself. Go to conferences. Again, read books. Go to conferences. Network. Start looking at sample deals, even if you're not ready to pull the trigger on a deal. Start kind of educating yourself and doing practice deals. I feel like paid education is really good in real estate. That's how I started. When I probably my first 5 years in real estate, I probably spent like $25,000 a year on education, something like that.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money, but it's paid off so much down the road. And then just decide if you really want to be more passive. If you're like, I still like my day job, I still want to continue, but I still want to build wealth on the side. That's a different kind of whatever path versus, hey, I just want to quit my day job, get out of this and completely be real estate like I did. So those are kind of things you need to decide and some action steps to take there.
I love it. And you mentioned you have a fund as well that you often raise capital for. What kind of investments do you raise capital for?
Yeah, we have our Hyperfast. Our brand name is Hyperfast Development. So we have our Hyperfast Development Fund. It's a fund just focused on our DC projects. We have a Florida office as well, but this is only focused on our DC condo conversion projects. So we're raising, I think the fund is a $20 million fund. We just started about 6 months ago. Before the fund, we were raising project by project. We've raised capital. So it's the same projects we're doing now. It's just wrapped into a fund.
Yeah.
So if people are interested, the link is in my bio. It'll take you to a webinar and you can learn all about that.
Awesome. And is that the best way they can follow you if they want to follow you as well? Or what's the best way they can keep in touch?
Yeah, just I think my the Sunil Saxena is my handle on Instagram and TikTok. And I believe YouTube as well, right? Sunil Saxena on YouTube. So yeah. So just go to those social media sites. You can follow me, as well as in the link in my bio, you can get all the further information I was talking about.
I love it, man. Yeah, this has been great stuff. And Yeah, I love seeing real life examples and your perspective too, which it aligns with so many of the perspectives we have on the show and even with my own, right? Which I feel like sometimes we're the lone voices in the wilderness a little bit, because when you hear the masses out there telling us that we're crazy ones, but we're the ones doing it. We're the ones creating millions from this very thing, while those people are just somehow profiting off of the of talking about it, but not actually doing it, right?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Chris, I mean, like 1% or less of people in the United States are millionaires. So if you're going to be a millionaire, you are going to be a minority and you're going to be kind of the anti-voice, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have no problem with that. I get all the time on my social media, I get people telling me I'm wrong and this and that. I'm like, well, it's working for me, so I don't know.
As Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues, right? It's like, hey, you can speak what you need out of your parents' basement, but I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And that's cool.
So, yep.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time, Sunil. Everybody, make sure you follow him on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or wherever you might want to, wherever you follow on LinkedIn, wherever you follow on social media, make sure you follow him. Check out his stuff. Obviously, he's even doing his own deals. So check him out, follow him. And again, Sunil, thank you so much for your time. You've been very generous.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. And anytime, any questions you guys have, I'm here to help out.
Awesome. Thank you so much today. And everybody else, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.